Student Loan Pitfalls, Dangerous Default. Introduction. The student loans, just like the other forms of financial aid, are a service that is subject for repayment. However, although aware of such fact, many borrowers still fall to the trap of walking away from student loan debt, which then results in a series of consequences. They tend to ignore their being summoned to enter repayment usually either 90 or 120 days after separating from school or after dropping below half-time enrollment. With this, the loans remain delinquent for 270 days or become 270 days past due at any time, leading the loans to default status. Student loan default defined. Defaulted student loans are actually defaults made by the borrower to the creditor of the terms and conditions of the student loan contract. It is usually caused by the act of escaping from debts, leading to unfavorable consequences on the part of the borrower. Basically, prior to the declaration of student loan default is the delinquency period. At this period, the lenders of student loans authorized under Title IV of the Higher Education Act will exhaust all efforts to find and contact the borrower. If the lender's efforts of locating the debtor are unsuccessful, the loan will then be placed in default. It will be turned over to either the State Guarantee Agency or the Department of Education. And once the loan enters the default status, the maturity date is accelerated, making the overall payment in full due right away. The consequences of student loan default. When the loan enters the default status, several consequences are connected to it. Some of them are mentioned below. Number one, the loans may be turned over to a collection agency. Number two, the borrower will be liable for all costs associated with collecting the loan. This may even include the court costs as well as attorney fees. Number three, the borrower can be sued for the entire amount of the loan. Number four, the wages may be garnished. Number five, the federal and state income tax refunds may be intercepted. Number six, that federal government may withhold part of the Social Security benefit payments. Number seven, on the credit record, the defaulted loans will be mentioned, making it difficult for the borrower to get an auto loan, mortgage, and even credit cards. Note that having a bad credit record can harm your ability to find a job. Number eight, the borrower's chance to receive federal financial aid will now be impossible to happen until he repays the loan in full or make arrangements to repay what he already owe and make at least six consecutive on-time monthly payments. Or number nine, federal interest benefits will be denied. Aside from the above-mentioned consequences, there is also some other less obvious consequences that are oftentimes omitted from consideration. One of those could be the rule that the federal student loan borrowers holding defaulted student loans are no longer entitled to any deferments or forbearance. Subsequently, there are some instances when the loan default may force the individual to consider or take a semester off. This must be taken due to his or her inability to qualify for federal student aid as well as to afford the cost of higher education independently. What's more, there is a great possibility for those borrowers who defaulted on their student loans to lose professional licenses. For instance, the lawyers who possess defaulted loans may be subject to have their license to practice law disavowed. The doctors and certified public accountants would also fall into this category. Lastly, the borrowers who just ignored summons for loan repayments will become liable for all fees associated with the collecting the federally financed loans. This means that the borrowers will end up repaying their outstanding debt, plus up to 25% in contingent fees in order to satisfy the student loan debt. Note that this rule is actually consistent with the Higher Education Act as well as on the terms of most borrowers' promissory notes. The collection procedures involved with defaulted student loans. Most of the guarantee agencies' stringent collection procedures have successfully deterred student loan neglect. One of the supports for this claim is the steady decrease in current all-time low of student loan default rates. However, although the collections department is highly committed to assist those who are in default and making repayment as simple as possible, the non-response on the borrower's side still opens up to one or more of the following collection approaches. Number one, garnishment of administrative wage. Under the Higher Education Act of 1965, the Department of Education as well as the state guarantee agencies may require employers who employ individuals with defaulted student loans to take away 10 to 15% of the debtor's disposable income per pay period. The garnishment of the administrative wage is actually a resort taken only when the debtor refuses to voluntarily repay his or defaulted debts and may persist until the total balance of the outstanding debt is paid back. Number two, Treasury offset payments. Aside from administrative wage garnishment, the Department of Education has a right to request the Treasury Department to perform a federal offset against the federal income tax refunds as a way of collecting defaulted student loan debt. To simply put, The borrowers with loans in default status may forego any federal tax refunds until he or she has repaid the defaulted loan. Then number three, legal action. Litigation can be pursued by the Department of Education as well as state guarantee agencies as a means for collecting the defaulted loans. It means that if the debtor refuses to repay the debt voluntarily, he or she is subject to prosecution in a state or federal district court. The borrower is therefore sued for the outstanding debt as well as for the attorney and court fees. But these methods are usually considered as last resorts, thus need prior notice of the proposed offset. Preventing default. There are several ways that you can make to prevent the onset of student loan default. It is just somehow necessary for you to place your interest and efforts on preventing it. Here are the possible ways that you can consider. Number one, make sure that you understand your loan options as well as the related responsibilities prior to taking out a student loan. Number two, simply make your payments on time. Number three, if possible, inform your lender or service provider promptly about any of the possible adjustments that may affect the repayment of your student loan. In case you move or change your address, let them know. Also, make sure that you know about the name changes, which are very possible because of marriage, graduation, or termination of studies, leaves of absence, as well as transfers to another institution. Number four, if certain financial difficulties are encountered, try to consider applying for a deferment or forbearance on your loans. Many experts often suggest that it is much better to defer your payments than to go into default status. Along with this, ask your lender or service provider about the available options while you are still making payments before you enter the default status of your loan. Always note that after you default, you won't be able to get a deferment or forbearance anymore. Number five, if for instance you are having trouble making your payments, try to contact your lender as they may be able to suggest an alternative repayment option for you. Some of the possible options include graduated repayment, income-sensitive repayment, as well as income-contingent repayment. Also note that the types of available repayment options currently depend on whether the student loan was issued under the FFELP or FDSLP or direct student loan programs. Number six, a student loan consolidation can be considered as another way for preventing student loan default. Combine all of your educational loans into one big loan, as this gives you the chance to send your payments to just one lender. What's more, you may be able to extend the term of the loan in order to lessen the size of your monthly payments. Number seven, simply keep records regarding your student loans. If possible, try to back up copies of all your letters, canceled checks, promissory notes, disbursement notices, and some other necessary forms in a file folder. Just be organized. Getting out of default. In case your loan already entered the default status, don't worry. You still have hopes if you will try to repay even just a little consideration in your debts. The first move to take to get out of debt is simply make arrangements with your lender to repay the loan. It is commonly noted that once you have made six regular payments, there is a chance for you to be eligible for an additional Title IV aid. After you have completed 12 regular payments and applied for and received rehabilitation, you will no longer be considered in default. It is also at this time when the record of the default will be eliminated from the reports to credit reporting bureaus. And for further information about the available repayment options that could suit your needs, just contact your lender. The financial aid office at your school should be able to tell you the name, address, as well as a contact number of your lender. They can also give you supporting help and advice about your repayment problems. Student loan rehabilitation. As the phrase suggests, the loan rehabilitation is a program designed to rehabilitate the defaulted student loans and return such loans to a favorable state. This program actually requires 12 consecutive monthly payments of a predetermined agreeable amount. It is often suggested that those borrowers in default status must contact their servicing agency to define the loan rehabilitation program that is reasonable to both parties. However, if a reasonable rehabilitation program cannot be reached with your lender, there is the Office of the Federal Student Aid Ombudsman, which is a neutral party designed to resolve any disputes. Conclusion. Having said all these, the defaulted student loans are no doubt a serious problem that must be healed as soon as possible. This is for the fact that when the case intensifies, certain damages not only on the person's credit rating, but other consequences, as mentioned above, will greatly result like a brush fire.